And here my phone rings. Hello.
Hi, good day.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, am I speaking to Mr. Peter?
Yes, it's Peter.
Hi, Peter. You're speaking to Garth. I'm calling you from Matthew Markets. You just responded to my email. I've tried making contact with you earlier on, but then the numbers kept on going busy. So the reason why I'm calling you is that you've shown interest when you registered your portfolio wanting to invest in the financial markets in order for you to generate income. Do you recall doing this?
Yes, I was on Facebook and I saw an ad of Johan Rupert who says I can make 120,000 rand a month on an investment of around 4,500 rand. Are you referring to that one?
Okay. So I'm going to explain this to you. So I'm going to be very open and transparent with you. Can a 4,500 rand potentially generate you 100,000 on a monthly basis? I'm going to say that's only possible. But could a bigger amount, or let's say 20 or 30,000 rand get you closer to that goal? Potentially it could. However, I also need to make this known to you that we are an independent company. So our company is not owned by you, Andrew. We're an independent South African company that's going to help you on your journey, and that's going to basically be with you every step of the way. And I'm happy to explain that to you and how this could potentially benefit you.
But you know about the ad. Why is there an ad then in like this, which says I can make that much money and you phone me?
Okay. I'm not sure which ad you've seen. I'm also not too sure which ad you responded to, but what we do is in order for you to invest in the financial markets, you need to go through a broker or a licensed broker. So we are the independent broker that's going to provide you with access to the platform. So I'm going to explain to you how this works and how this will potentially benefit you. If it can add any value, we're happy to proceed. If not, we're happy to shake our hands and also to ask you questions. But before I do continue, Mr. Peter, do you have any experience or have you invested in financial markets before?
I just want to come back. I clicked on an ad and I registered on an ad. And in fact, then I saw that a trading account was opened in my name automatically. And I was referred to this trading platform on Afrimarkets after I filled out and, you know, typed in and registered on that ad. So there must be a link, surely.
Okay. So I'm not too sure, like I'll say this again, Mr. Peter, I'm not too sure which ad you responded to. I've received your details from our customer support, which I'm sure you reach out to customer support as well. So I'm not sure which ad you responded to, but like I said, is that we are an independent company. Our company is not affiliated with Johan Rupert. We are also not owned by Johan Rupert in any case. So would you be open to me to explain to you how this could potentially benefit you or add value, or what is the way forward?
I don't know. You phone me.
Okay. So, Mr. Peter, do you have any experience? Have you invested in the financial markets before?
I've never invested in financial markets.
Perfect. And if I might ask, what is your age at the moment? How old are you currently?
51.
Is that 3-1 or 5-1?
5-1.
Okay, fantastic. Before we continue, so please note that all the calls are recorded for your protection as well as ours. It's important to make known to you that I'm a representative of Afrimarkets, currently working under supervision, one of the senior onboarding specialists over here. Also that we are licensed and we are regulated by the financial sector, conduct and product of South Africa, and our license number is 52813. So you've mentioned to me that you don't have any experience. Again, more that platform, you don't need to have any experience, sir, as 95% of
Sorry, say again, you said 95%?
95% of our clients don't have any experience.
Okay. And are they making money?
Potentially, yes, some of the clients are. They are making some money. Each client's code is different. So what happens is, so we're going to give you access to our semi-automated features. We are able to use our platform to help you to potentially generate a passive income. And whatever potential profits you do generate, you can access at any given time. So we don't charge for withdrawals, we don't charge for deposits, a zero commissions as well. What the platform would require is very local human interaction. However, you are in full control of your finances because you are licensed and regulated by the Financial Sector Conduct Authority of South Africa. So this is a fairly straightforward process. once you're online or once you've logged into the platform, I'll be able to show you exactly where you will monitor the growth of the portfolio and where you will do withdrawals as well. And the great thing about doing this is that you can carry on doing your day-to-day work without needing to look at charts or having to do any analysis or anything to that extent. Tell me, sir, are you currently working or are you self-employed?
I'm retired. I've got a medical condition and I cannot work.
Okay. And what were you doing prior to retirement?
I was an engineer.
Okay. And if I'm not asked, what kind of medical condition should you have, sir?
I prefer not to say.
Okay.
Why would you want to know that?
What you say? Okay. So it's important for me to make notes on your profile, because what's going to happen is we're also going to be assigning you to a success manager. So you're going to get a dedicated person that's going to help you in your journey. And your success manager will do all the market analysis for you. We'll also ensure that all the leads as in it is discovered, but will also be with you every step of the way. So the reason why I need to know your medical conditions, for example, let's say for instance, I'm not saying it is, but let's say for instance, if you had a, for example, if you had a mental condition, would this be ideally something that you would want to do? As an ethical business that's licensed and regulated, we might then have to not proceed onboarding you in that instance. And so that's the only reason why we find out about that.
I don't have a mental condition.
Okay. No problem, sir. Okay. I've also seen that you have logged into the platform. Is that correct?
Yes, I registered on the ad and the platform opened up and I saw my name in the corner, so I imagine you opened an account for me already. I was really surprised because that seems like it's obviously your ad on which I registered, because it opened up automatically.
Okay. So I want to say this again to you, Mr. Peter. Again. So I don't know if you've been, let's say for instance, if you've received any calls from an insurance company before or anything to that extent. Have you received a call from an insurance company before?
Gee, who hasn't?
Okay. So when you do receive a call from an insurance company, does that mean that you registered on their site?
No, but I wasn't registered as a client when somebody phones me.
So you just confirmed that. That doesn't mean that you've registered on that insurance company site. So I'm not sure which ad you've seen or which ad you responded to, sir. But in order for you to invest in the financial markets, you need to go through a program, okay? So we are the independent person that's going to help.
Wait, I just want to come back there. I'm a bit alarmed here.
That is what we currently have on offer. So I want to ask you, Mr. Speaker, is this something that you would like to do?
This is concerning now for me, because I filled in my details on an ad I saw on Facebook where Mr. Rupert says I can make 120,000 Rand a month, and then the page opens with a AfriTrade trading account with my name on it. I was registered. And now you say you've got nothing to do with the ad.
We are independent companies, so we are not affiliated, or our company is not owned by your hundred or anything to that extent. So I just want to find out from you, is this something you can afford? Is this something that you would like to do, or what is the way forward, sir?
But listen, I can't lose money. I don't have an income. I've got a small pension. So how safe is this investment?
Okay. So whatever funds you have in your portfolio is accessible to you at any given time. Your funds, obviously you're in full control of your funds that you have in your portfolio as well, sir. Also, we also do give you a welcome bonus as well. So whatever you get started with, we will match that. So if you get started with 4,500, we will give you an extra 4,500 as well. So once your success manager makes contact with you and kickstarts your journey immediately, you can then determine how much you would like to start.
How do you know it's that's the amount on the ad, 4,500?
Sorry, sir?
You said you didn't know which ad I clicked on, but you just said invest
4,500. Our minimum amount to activate your portfolio is 4,500. That's our minimum amount.
So it's just by chance that it's the same amount in the ad?
Okay, sir. So, Mr. Peter, we are going to be going back and forth, where I'm just meeting you, what it is that we do as a business. So, I would like to know, so would you like me to assist you, or what are we going to do going forward, sir?
I want to make money, and I don't want it, don't want to lose money.
So, I want you, what I want you to do is I want you to open up another tab for me. Are you connecting on your laptop, or are you...
Yes, I'm on my laptop. I'm on my laptop.
Okay. So I want you to open up another tab for me. So open up another tab for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So on the tab, I want you to type into me, F is Steve, F for Freddy, H for Sierra, B for Papa, and then I want you to type in the word search for me, and then I want you to click for me on enter.
Okay.
Okay. Then, what do you see now, sir?
I see it's the FSCA website.
Okay, perfect. So the FSCA is the Financial Sector Conduct Authority of South Africa. So this is the website. So I want you to click for me on the option that says search, authorize, and apply to the speech. Click for me on that.
Okay.
Okay. Tell me, what do you see now?
I see a box I can complete to search for a FSP.
Okay, perfect. So you're going to put in for me our license number over there, or you can put in...
Okay, I've put in Afri Markets. I can see you are registered,
let's start with NetBank. Let's use NetBank's license number quickly. So put in 9363 for me.
Okay. Okay.
I want you to click on my submit and tell me what you see.
I see the license number, yes, okay.
Okay, so it's also your NetBank authorized financial service provider.
Yes, yes.
So I want you to go one step back for me.
Okay.
So let's do another bank. So let's put in 11287.
Okay.
Okay. Click on me again on there where it says submit, or please wait, click on me on there. So then we'll give you Standard Bank. Or
yes.
Give you another bank license number. Okay.
Yeah, I see that, yes.
So I want you to go, back for me. So now I want you to put in our license number, which is 52813. I want you to click on me on submit.
Okay, I can see you guys, yes.
Okay, so that's all we are. So we are Afri Markets Capital. We're an authorized financial service provider. We're licensed and we are regulated by the Financial Sector Conduct Authority of South Africa. I want you to open up another tab for me, sir.
Uh-huh.
Okay, on that tab, I want you to type in for me, hello, Peter.
Yes.
Okay, then I want you to click on the hello, Peter website.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know if you're able to search for a company that's give you an option where you can find a business.
Yes, I can.
So I want you to type in for me Afri Markets.
Okay.
Okay. But you click on find a business.
I don't see anything.
Okay, so just type quickly on if it should give you an option on top where it says write a review or something like that, just type in Afri Markets for me over there.
I don't know where to do it.
So
read and write reviews, Afri Markets, okay?
Yes, yes. Just type for me next to write a review. There should be a search option there also with Afri Markets. Then it should give you, it should either give you a result, and I want you to click on that result once you type in Afri Markets,
mm-hmm.
And I want you to tell me what you see.
Okay, I see a lot of positive reviews.
So I want you to go for me through the reviews if you can, or if you can click on the reviews or anything to base in. So our company has been in existence since 2023, since last year April. So if we go back to the previous tab, okay. So on the previous tab, do you see the option that says details?
Yeah.
On the Afri, click for me on the details.
Yeah.
Okay, so the date will show you, our license, when we've been authorized as a company, it will show you our license number. Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to give you peace of mind so that you're coming on board with a reputable company. We are licensed and we are regulated by the Financial Sector Conduct Authority of South Africa, and our license number is fine. You can even go to further as you can click on the representatives. You click on the representatives. Mm. See that option which is representatives?
Yes.
Okay. So you can even put in my name. My name is Garth, which is G-A-R-T-H. Put in Garth, click search, and you will see that I am authorized, or I am mandated as a representative of African Markets to help you to get started. So I'm also on the FASE register as well as being on the Financial Sector Conduct Authority of South Africa. So this obviously the circuit for the proper requirements that you need. So make you all able to...
Jeez, there are many of you. I don't see you, Garth. I can't see you here on the representatives.
So, my name is called G-A-R-T-H. So, where it says representatives?
Yeah.
You click on that and you can spell my name. G-A-R-T-H.
I don't see it. What is your surname?
My surname is Swartland. It will give you my full name. It will give you my name and my second name, which is Franklin. And my surname might be Swartland.
Maybe. Let me just see. Okay, there's a second. Okay, Garth Franklin Swartland. Okay, I see. Okay.
I just want to ask you, sir, on average, what do you generate as a monthly income? Do you still receive an income at the moment?
I do. I get about... I get about 40,000 rand a month.
And is there something you can afford, sir? Do you have a 4,500 to get started today?
I can spend 4,500, but I, as I've said, you know, I've got money and that need to last me until I die. That can be 40 years. And I don't want to invest in risky things. Is this risky?
Okay. So the financial markets is one of the biggest industries as the Ukrainian market industry. But there is a risk also involved, Mr. Pickle. Remember, we don't have control over the financial markets. So that's why we also give you a success manager who's a market specialist that does all the legwork for you when it comes to market analysis or anything to that extent. However, in the event if you had to do this on your own, sir, if we had to put it on a risk scale of 1 to 10, and you had to do this on your own, I'll probably put the risk at 9 or 10.
So very, very risky. Very, very risky.
Yeah, but if you do it with the help of your success manager, remember your success manager is a market specialist, then I will put the risk scale at 2 out of 10. The reason being is your success manager does risk management for you as well. And on our platform, you also have the opportunity to make use of our semi-automated features where you can put in a stop loss as well. So stop loss is, for instance, where you can set certain parameters on your platform. For example, let's say in the event if a market doesn't go in your favor, once it reaches your stop loss, it automatically closes your position on the financial market. So that is something that you can do.
So if I invest, it's 10 out of 10 risk, and if a success manager helps me, it's the risk is 2 out of 10.
The risk is 2 out of 10, that's what it is. If I had to put it on the scale, yes.
And how much money can I make? How much will I make?
Well, that's a very, very good question, Mr. Peter. One thing that I'm going to be open and transparent with you, I think I've been doing that since the beginning of the year. I'm not going to say you can make an X amount, or you can make this amount. You're going to keep me accountable, especially in the event if you don't make that amount. If you make more than that, then that's great. But one thing that I always mention to my clients is that your success manager must contact with you within 24 to 48 hours after funding your portfolio. When your success manager makes contact with you, Mr. Peter, is going to ask you, what would you like to achieve in the next 7 days, or in the next 14 days, or in the next 30 days, in terms of a monetary value? And the two of you is going to work on a strategy and a plan on how you're going to achieve that goal. However, sir, because we're licensed and because we're regulated, I do not guarantee my clients any profits. I also do not tell my clients they're going to make this amount or they're going to make that amount. But one thing that I do mention to my clients, if they do get started, I'm happy to give them an extra bonus. Usually the normal sign-up bonus is 20%. I'm happy to even allocate them an additional bonus of 100%. So which means whatever you do get started with, we're happy to match that bill. Which means we're already increasing your equity in the financial markets. Not only that, the more equity you have in your portfolio, the greater opportunity and the more buying power that you do have at the end of the day. So it's a fairly simple process, sir. What I will be assisting you with, if you tell me, God, what time I'm ready to get started, I'll assist you with the funding of your portfolio. Once your portfolio has been funded, I'll also assist you with the account verification of your portfolio. And then I'll move you on to your success manager that makes contact with you within 24 to 48 hours.
But what would I invest in? What would I invest in? You say financial markets. That's very broad. What would I invest in?
Okay. That's a very, very good question, sir. So are you on the platform at the moment?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So let me show you. What do you see in front of you at the moment?
I see a complicated looking chart, and then buy and sell and invest, and things are, lights are flashing.
Yeah, what you're saying, not a problem. You don't need to be too concerned about that, because all the market analysis is done for you anyway. So you won't be sitting in front of charts or having to look at analysis or anything to that extent. But what you could potentially invest in, you can potentially also invest in crypto if you're wanting to do that. However, you don't physically take ownership of the assets, but you invest in the movement of the price of the assets. So you have the opportunity, you'll see there's an option that says Forex, okay? Mm. So if you click on Forex, you'll be able to see that you have an opportunity to invest in, for instance, the Euro versus the US dollar, or the German, or let's say, for instance, the pound versus the US dollar, or the US dollar versus the Japanese yen. You also have the opportunity to invest in the rand versus the dollar, even the rand versus the pound.
I see. So but listen, Garth, I've just Googled Afrimarkets, and there's an article here that says banks are in Afrimarkets under scrutiny for deep fake ads. What is that all about? It's an article in Mail and Guardian.
Okay. Which article did you see, sir?
It's one from on. It's in April on Mail and Guardian's website.
So we are independent company, sir. So as you can see, our companies, we license and we are regulated by the Financial Sector Conduct Authority of South Africa as well.
Who is this bank? Who is these banks, oh guys?
I'm not too sure whose banks are.
You don't know whose banks are?
No, I don't know whose banks are.
Let me Google banks so quickly. I always like to do a bit of research.
No problem. You're more than welcome to do that, Mr. Peter.
Oh, wow, they have been closed down by the Hawks. Gee whiz, why? Do you know that?
I'm not sure, I'm not aware of that, sir. And I also can't comment on any other institution, because I don't think any business does that with any other company. I don't know anything about that, I can't give any comment on that, sir.
Yeah, listen, I need to go and think about this. I'm going to do a bit of research here. I don't like Afrimarkets and Bankso's name being mentioned in the same article.
No problem.
And then Bankso has been closed down. What?
So, Mr. Peter, it's not a problem. So you've got my email address. In the event if anything changes on your side, you're more than welcome to my contact. Mostly, if you wanted to go ahead and turn your portfolio on your own, you can also do that. And then we can get somebody to get back in my contact with you. What is your concern, sir? What is stopping you from coming?
I can't afford to lose money. I'm sick, and I can't afford to lose money. If I lose it, then...
Yeah. And I hear what you're saying, sir. Well, like I've mentioned to you, Mr. Peter, there is risk involved, sir. I'm not going to say that the financial market is in risky or anything to that extent. But that's why you have a success manager, that's your eyes and your ears in the market. And even in the event if a market isn't performing, your success manager will mention to you, Mr. Peter, based on market analysis, I wouldn't think that today would be ideal today for you to go into the financial market and look at that extent. But like I said, is that you're in full control of your finances.
Yeah, I see. But listen, I've tried to Google your name, and there's nothing about your name. Are you not on social media at all?
Me?
Yes.
I am on social media. I just don't do Facebook and these things. And Instagram, I don't do these things. But I am on social media.
Where are you? Garth Franklin Swartland. I can't get anything.
I don't do Facebook or Instagram or anything that extent.
Okay, let me think about it. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye.